This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding anglers statewide that the 2026-2027 general inland fishing season opens on May 2nd.
And we have quite a few larger fishing regulation changes this year and wanted to make sure that all of our anglers out there are aware of those changes.
That's DNR Fisheries Management Bureau Director Justine Haas, who discussed the new regulations at a recent hearing. The inland trout season opened April 4th, with new county regulations in effect. According to the DNR, some counties now have a 5-fish daily bag limit with no minimum size, while others still follow special rules, including an 8-inch minimum. The muskellunge season has also been updated. The season used to open on separate dates for northern and southern waters, a split season dating back to the early 1980s to manage harvest levels. The muskie season now opens on May 2nd on all inland waters of the state.
Back in the late 70s, early 80s, we were seeing, you know, upwards of 66,000 muskies being harvested annually. That number has drastically changed in recent years due to a combination of factors. So things like having higher length limits on our water bodies and also the changes in muskie angling and the attitudes towards the muskie fisheries, where the ethic of this fishery is really now based on catch and release.
Today, only a few hundred muskies are harvested annually, showing how regulations and catch and release practices have helped protect the fish while still giving anglers a full season to enjoy. Additionally, a new catch and release season for lake sturgeon runs from June 6th through March 7th, 2027 on 18 designated waters. And over 100 lakes now have updated panfish rules, including limits on specific species. Before heading out, anglers are encouraged to review the new fishing regulations for their favorite waters. You can find the full list of changes, including trout, muskie, sturgeon, and panfish rules on the DNR's website. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A Dane County judge says Wisconsin's Justice Department must turn over the names of all law enforcement officers in the state. The ruling rejects the state's effort to keep the list private. The case centers on whether the public should be able to see who is serving as a police officer and whether that could help spot officers who move from agency to agency after misconduct. State officials said releasing the records could endanger undercover officers and create safety concerns, while the news organizations behind the lawsuit said those fears were too vague. The ruling is being praised by transparency advocates and criticized by police groups. State Senator Andre Jacques will leave his northeastern Wisconsin seat at the end of this term, becoming the latest Republican senator to retire. He has served in the Senate since 2018. And previously spent 4 terms in the Assembly. His exit brings the number of GOP Senate retirements this year to 6. Wisconsin's U.S. senators have come to an agreement. They're sending 2 names to the White House to fill top federal prosecutor jobs in the state. Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Ron Johnson recommended Peter Smyzik for the Eastern District and Chadwick Elgersma for the Western District. The picks came from a bipartisan nominating commission set up to find qualified candidates. Both senators say the nominees have strong experience and should enforce the law fairly. The final decision now rests with President Trump. And the search is on for the next leader of UW-Madison. University officials have named a 23-member committee to help find the school's next chancellor, and leaders say the goal is to pick someone who can build on the university's research, teaching, and public service work. Officials say the new chancellor will need full board approval. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers take on the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers in Washington, D.C. tonight, opening a 3-game weekend series against the Nationals. The crew able to win their home series with a 13-1 victory over the Diamondbacks yesterday. But more trouble for right-hander Brandon Woodruff, who had to exit the game in the second inning. He couldn't throw a fastball above 86 miles an hour. Usually he's in the mid-90s. Pat Murphy after the game.
We've seen it where he came down, his velocity's down early, and then it climbs. We were waiting to see in the second inning if it climbed, but it was down as low as it's ever been. Maybe some rest, hopefully, you know, he's solid and there's no injury there. That would be awful. But I think he'll be down for a while. I'm not going to say right now before any of these tests get done or that type of thing, but it seems like something he's going to be able to work through.
NFL, the Packers beginning their rookie minicamp this weekend. The new draft picks and undrafted free agents arriving yesterday in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some of the nicest weather of the week rolling in just in time for the weekend. Today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, definitely frosty with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 50s to near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.